Jacka News, you need to know. Now.
Pretoria and Tzaneen 29, Johannesburg and Mbombela 27, Rustenburg 32 degrees. South Africans have not had to deal with any form of load shedding for over 300 consecutive days now. Eskom attributed this to the implementation of the General Recovery Plan. The power utility says this milestone has been characterized by an improvement in the energy availability factor of approximately 7% and savings in diesel expenditures of 16 billion rand.
This concrete and ongoing delivery of the action plan has boosted business confidence with credit rating agencies and banks, stating Eskom's performance recovery as key contributor towards positive sentiments as far as South Africa's GDP growth prospects of up to 2% are concerned.
That's Eskom spokesperson Daphne Mukwena. City Power is meanwhile appealing to law enforcement agencies to assist with the removal of illegal miners who've been living underground tunnels in the inner city of Johannesburg and stealing electricity copper cables. This comes after a shootout between City Power security and Zamazamas in the underground tunnels over the weekend, resulting in two alleged thieves being killed and one security officer being injured. City Power spokesperson Isaac Magena says immediate action needs to be taken.
The deceased suspect have already been identified as illegal migrants from Lesotho and Zimbabwe. But the worrying issue is the intelligence, which suggests that criminal groups have increasingly taken control of these tunnels where most of the municipal services and even private services are running.
Gauteng had the highest pedestrian fatalities over the past festive season at just over 63%. This was followed by the Western Cape with 53.9% and KwaZulu-Natal with 44.3%. In total, 1,502 people died on the country's roads over the holiday period. Here's Transport Minister Barbara Creasy.
Gauteng had the highest pedestrian fatality rate at 63%, followed by Western Cape at 53%. And KwaZulu-Natal at 44%. And our message to pedestrians is clear. You cannot walk on highways. The only safe place to cross a road is at a pedestrian crossing or on a bridge.
President Cyril Ramaphosa will address the 55th World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland today. He is expected to highlight South Africa's economic priorities. His address is a first under the Government of National Unity, which was formed last year after the May elections. Here's senior economist Tsati Bayi.
Because of the fact that there are many of the opposition parties are now in the same government, so his policies are likely to be successful because he will get the cooperation of the opposition because he's working with the opposition very closely. And that's probably a good thing for investors, right? Because then they know if the president, for example, is going to make some promises about policy and other government programs, that those can be carried out because there is much more cooperation in terms of the government.
And we end off in Turkey, where a fire erupted at a local hotel at a Turkish ski resort. 10 fatalities have been reported so far, with 32 injuries. The blaze at the 12-story hotel, which is located on the top of a mountain, broke out at around 3 this morning. I'm Chanel September, back with more news on Afrikaans at 11.
This is 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop.
This is what we do
on Jacaranda FM.
Something about a woman.